All right, David, let's get some music. Let's get some football in the mix, please. Ah, yes. Thursday night college football. Another thing Rico killed. David?
What are you talking about? We got plenty of Thursday night football.
Not with Mike Tirico on the call.
Nah, but it's going to be on Peacock, so, you know. Oh,
David, read immediately.
We are 17 days away from week zero.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Are you serious?
We just counted the days, me and Kenny. 17 days away.
Wait a minute. Week zero lines up with Travers Day. All right.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do.
Whatever that means. Oh, horse racing. Gotcha.
So it's the summer derby. Carry on.
Do horses race?
We talk about the CFP all the time. Teams that are going to make it. Teams that have a shot.
Sure.
So let's talk about the under-the-radar teams that can alter.
To make the playoff?
That can alter the race. They're going to alter the race.
Well, okay.
Going to go through it, okay?
Okay.
Start with Auburn.
No.
They're not great, but here's what we have here. They play, of course, Georgia, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kentucky.
Yeah.
Can they upset one of those?
No.
Football playoff team.
Okay, so I get it now. You're saying they may not make the playoffs,
correct,
but they will affect the playoff
He's
teams.
Basically labeling this ball breakers.
Gotcha.
I don't think they have the quarterback play. And I understand Hugh Freeze out of the hospital bed and back on the sideline is going to call some plays. Mm-mm. They don't have the players yet.
Okay, let me just help you out here. Two words. Peyton Thorne.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Okay.
When Robbie Alford takes your job, that tells you everything you need.
Peyton Thorne's your QB. So unless Rocky Lombardi's coming back for a 10th year, no on Auburn.
Let's head over to Florida. We know how bad they're going to be. Billy Napier's probably going to lose his job. But in November, they have Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State.
No,
can they
beat
Florida State maybe?
No.
When is the Texas game?
Let me look what week.
Bottom line is, it's hard to beat those teams when your coach has been fired. I don't believe Billy Napier's there November 1st. I really think this is the most difficult schedule in the history of college football. I've never seen anything like it. And this team, it's sad because I think if Napier had one more year, it would all make sense next year. But they ain't waiting down there. I'll say no to that. Rico?
I think they can, Mike, and I think it could just be one of those guys where he just gives a speech. I don't want to lose my job. Can you please go out there and win this effing game? I'm holding all your pets hostage, okay? You're going to win this game or Fluffy ain't coming back home.
And you asked, when do they play Texas?
Yes.
That is November 9th.
Okay. All right.
At Texas. Okay. So
I thought maybe they would catch a break if it was like the week after the Michigan game and they catch Texas in a hangover, but no, okay.
So let's head over to the ACC, and will it be NC State that does this? They have Clemson in week three, Florida State and Miami as well.
Since this is what the drop was created with when I commented on their helmets, I'll say yes.
So long as Wolfie.
Doran runs a really good operation down there. It's a hyper-aggressive defense. Their white Mr. Woofy helmets are elite. NC State is an actual program I can buy into a little bit. I will say yes on that because Rico's Clemson Tigers, I got to see that to believe it. And Florida State, I got to see it to believe it. You think DJU is leading you to greatness?
I feel like Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. Mike, come on. Welcome to the club. Welcome. Yeah. See, I told you, Clemson was frauds. And you're going to find that out. ACC is not strong. David, yes, I do think that they will have a say in who goes and represents the ACC.
Let's stay in the ACC talk about Virginia Tech.
Okay, this is a team that is all sizzle. Everyone's on VTech this year. Their offense is largely non-functional. And I know drones, everyone loves this quarterback. They think he's going to explode this year. I need to know, who do they get at Lane Stadium? That will be the key to my answer. If there's a night game at Lane Stadium, enter Sandman, maybe. You got?
I was going to say either a night game or, Mike, just a horrible weather game. Like some one of those hurricanes coming up the East Coast, and it's rainy.
Breaking news, Rico wishing death upon Virginians. All right.
They do have Clemson coming to Virginia Tech.
Yes.
That would be their biggest game.
Then you know what? I'll say yes. Clemson is Charmin soft.
Yeah, because they have to go to Miami, but we don't believe
they
in Miami.
They don't even have a crowd. That's and Cristobal saying. Can't do math.
I mean, this schedule, yeah.
I'll say yes to it. To hell with it.
They will alter.
There, I like their white helmets, too. There, I'll make a drop out of that. You bastard.
Let's go over.
Their white helmets are nice.
Still not used to saying this. To the Big 12 and talk Virginia, West Virginia?
No, absolutely not. No.
Dual threat quarterback Garrett Green.
I understand that, but the offensive line got beat up. They lost a lot in that. They had their magical year last year. There's another team in the Big. Is there multiple Big 12 teams on the list?
That is the only Big 12
team. All right, I'm going to offer you to one. Just go ahead and make fun of me.
See, I was going to say the reason we know for West Virginia and Mike, I'm just going to tee this up for you.
No for dental care.
David, they will always struggle because none of their games are close to them. They constantly have to travel to the Midwest.
I'll offer you the Big 12 title picture ball breaker. I give you the University of Central Florida Golden Knights.
The bounce house.
It's Gus Malzahn. Malzahn was the OC for who when they won the national title? Auburn. Who was the quarterback? Cam Newton. Malzahn just a few weeks ago said, KJ Jefferson is the closest thing I've seen to Cam Newton. Jefferson transferred from Arkansas, 6'5", 245. And they are going to be a bear to deal with. I actually feel like, you know what? UCF's the one. They can line up and pound the rock, and a lot of teams are not prepared to stop it. Go ahead and make fun of it. I don't care.
I just can't believe in KJ. That's all.
Okay. I'm going to tell him you said that.
Please do, Mike. And let's close it out in the Big Ten with Wisconsin.
The new air raid that they're going to be running.
It's Phil Longo's offense in Wisconsin. It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. Now, if it works, I think just the fact of when you think Wisconsin, you're thinking they're going to run the ball. It's like, okay, guys. They're going to pass it all over the place, and it may be the element of surprise, especially for the teams that they play early, because you don't believe they're going to play.
Well, here's why they're saying it. Not necessarily the Big Ten opponents they play, but it's Alabama who they play in week 3.
Well, what the hell does that mean?
What they're saying is if they give them another loss, and then Alabama then loses a few more, now that affects if they make the college football playoff.
Bama by 20.
So basically, Wisconsin is affecting the SEC, not the Big Ten.
But it's affecting the college football playoff. That's what this is all about.
I think Wisconsin's a 7-5 football team, so I'm saying no to that.
I don't think they're going to. Look, you can do the jump around. I think Alabama's good enough to handle. Now, if this game was played in November, it'll be different. September, no. Bama's not going to fall off the face.
Not in week 3.
Here's the other problem with the Big Ten. I hate to break it to you. If we're talking conference, they have added a bunch of teams. None of them are any good. It's a top-heavy conference. Right. I think it's truly right now.
You added one team that's worth anything.
Right. And again, I do think Oregon will win it. But it's Oregon, an OSU team I'm not sure I believe in. Penn State is still coached by an idiot. And Michigan, no disrespect, you lost so much. I don't know that Wisconsin's affecting any of what I just said. There's a titanic gap.
So, but I would, and the one that I would add to it, David, and we've talked about
Turtles.
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Here, okay.
Playing nobody except for Ohio State.
True freshman quarterback and an OC who's been very hit or miss.
The freshman quarterback looks like Patrick Mahomes, so he'll be okay.
Okay, then.
Have you seen the photo?
I quit.
No, seriously. He showed up. Looking like Patrick Mahomes. So much so that Rieger gave me the side-by-side, and I picked the wrong guy. I was like, wait, that's not Mahomes? He's like, no, that's not.
That is your college football blitz.